Robin Hood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
Our lovely old barn perches picturesquely at the top of a small ridge from which one can practically survey the entire farm with distant views of the Catskills and the Taconics in the opposite directions on either side. A moderate east-facing slope runs down from the barn toward Old Sawmill Road, from which the view up toward the barn is so pure and bucolic that it was once pictured on the flyers announcing Germantown's planning process, exemplifying, as it does, the agricultural views the town seeks to preserve. From the south of the barn, a much more gradual slope runs down to Lasher Avenue, with a lovely view of the home of our newest neighbors, Adam and Annette, sheltering across the road under a row of exceptionally tall pine trees. On this slope, from the barn to Lasher Avenue, winds the well-worn track created by our sheep as they march, most often single file, to and from the manger by the road. From the barn's north door, one sees an unbroken sweep of the ridge all the way to the rider's orchard, bare pastures falling away on either side. Exposed and unprotected by trees or other windbreaks, north winds whip across this ridge, drifting the snow over any path we manage to clear toward the barn, and constantly challenging our northern barn doors, which as a result are so incessantly in need of repair that we're contemplating replacing them. In this season, our pastures north of the barn have somewhat the aspect of a tundra. As I walk past them in winter, I sometimes break into singing, for my only safe audience, myself, Bob Dylan's Girl from the North Country. You know those lyrics. If you're traveling the North Country fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, you get the picture. But turn 90 degrees to the west of the barn, and one finds a contrasting, sheltered, tamed, and domesticated view. Even in winter, one can still picture the lovely summer lushness of the vegetable garden, framed on the near side by the old apple trees where the turkeys spend their days roosting, and on the far side by blackberry and raspberry canes, currant and gooseberry bushes, and younger fruit trees. Further due west is the shade garden and under a towering sugar maple, and to the southwest, near the house, one sees the garage and chicken coop. The barn is not at the geographic center, but could well be said to be the farm's axis, from where we divide its various functional areas, the ram's summer pasture, the ewe's year-round pasture, the turkey compound, the vegetable garden, and not only the axis, but also the spiritual heart of the place, most certainly the place the sheep and the turkeys, the two mainstays of our livestock production, consider their home. It wasn't always thus. The barn is a relatively small structure, originally 50 feet by 50 feet, built as a packing house in the days when the farm was a major producer of grapes and fruit. In those days, the farm's dairy cows and other animals were housed instead in the very fine 18th century Dutch-style barn across Lasher Avenue to the south of our house. Unfortunately, and much to our regret, that barn was split off from this property before we bought the place. But the old fruit packing barn, once we dedicated it to our new uses, quickly evolved into a home. I won't describe here the physical evolution of the barn, as you've previously heard about our resurrection of the sagging, decrepit building that then lacked a sound roof, or windows, or doors, or even sills for the structure to rest on, and about our subsequent additions of a variety of connected shelters, brooder rooms, and porches to accommodate the ever-growing menagerie. It's more the characteristics that transform something into a home that engage me. For a space to be a home, it seems, it doesn't really take very much. A space like a barn can be unheated, uninsulated, and unfinished, but nevertheless serve as a home because it provides a few essential elements that not just we, but other animals, seem to crave. Shelter from the elements, a sense of security from predators and bad actors, and a certain familiarity of use, a sense of it being one's place. And it helps if the space not only keeps outside threats at bay, but also serves as a vantage point from which that outside world can be surveyed and potential threats detected. It never occurred to me before, but it seems logical that the expression, a man's home is his castle, derives in part from its functions as protection and vantage point. Peter has often joked, though I'm not sure he finds it all that funny, that I seem to care so little about my home environment that I might as well live in a refrigerator carton. He once bought me a sweatshirt emblazoned with the proclamation, "Yes, I was born in a barn." In my gloomiest moments, I find it easy to conjure up a vision of myself as homeless, but the fact is that if I were rendered homeless, I would move heaven and earth for the right carton, my own carton, offering me shelter from the elements and predators, a familiar space, and a view to the outside world. My carton would be my castle. And our barn, having all the necessary elements of a home, has clearly become our critter's castle, offering them the security they need to sleep soundly. All summer, the turkeys line up nightly to come to their sleeping porch, often starting in without our encouragement if we're too late to arrive at the usual chore hour. The ewes generally choose to lamb either in the barn or just outside against its southeast corner, so that the majority of our sheep herd was born and spent their first days in the barn. It happened with our first lamb of the season yesterday. The flock generally also chooses to sleep up against the barn, or in bad weather, inside it. Indeed, as we've previously described, when the barn's hayloft caught fire 10 years ago, the sheep kept trying to rush inside for security in the chaos, forcing the fire department to divert precious manpower to repeatedly shooing them out. So much is it their place of security, their home, that the sheep rush into it even when it's the source of danger. The security the sheep feel in their home lowers the general level of their anxiety. They are notoriously skittish animals, easy to spook and to stampede, sometimes provoked by as little as a passing dog on the street or a loud car horn. In the security of the barn, unless we're doing something to upset their equilibrium, the sheep are serene, secure, and calm. As to me, on these late winter mornings, as I give them their grain treat, I move quietly among the sheep, feeling their torsos, trying to assess whether they're bred and filling out in pregnancy. I can pet those who want to be petted, and sneak additional grain treats to those favorites who will take it from my hand. The sheep's calm demeanor has in turn made the barn something of a refuge for me. At a particularly stressful time, when I'm cleaning up the year-end bookkeeping for the farm's business and facing the ever-present anxiety of looming taxes, I find I do need a refuge even within my farm refuge, a place away from my place away. I recognize that my calm demeanor, when in the barn, keeps the sheep calm as well. So we're caught in a mutually reinforcing cycle of calmness, a perfect tranquil foil to my and their more general sense of anxiety. My time in the barn is the part of the chores I most look forward to. If, God forbid, the farm were ever broken up and developed, I have no doubt that the barn, with its site so ideally situated to the purpose, would be replaced by, or even transformed into, a residence. I try to banish such dark thoughts. But I also wonder whether such a residence could be any more of a home than the secure cocoon the barn has already become.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farms, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Tricana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.